Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And don't forget, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. I look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is November 16th, 1954, and the title is Bandit's Hideout. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barrio.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Bandit's Hideout. In the old days of the West, many a dishonest innkeeper made money by hiding out bandits fleeing from the law. And some of these innkeepers got rich by providing hidden accommodations that baffled such wide-awake sheriffs as Dan McCabe. As our story opens, it's early morning in the little mountain town of Ripple Creek. Sheriff McCabe is on his way to work when...
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Yeah?
Wait for me!
What do you want, Lucius?
All I want is to walk along with you, Sheriff.
Well, all right, if you'll quit teasing to be your deputy.
Oh, no, I won't say nothing about that. No, but there is something I'd like to ask, Sheriff.
Oh, now look.
I'd like you to make me a guard with that pile of gold that's going up from the mines this morning.
How do you know a load of gold's going out?
Oh, everybody knows that. Sure, everybody. The boys in the mine talk about it.
Well, they hadn't ought to. Last of all, I got trouble enough chasing outlaws to disappear into the mountains without everybody and his brother knowing about gold shipments.
Oh, will you make me a guard, Sheriff? You'd ought to have three men at their shipment instead of just two, will you?
Oh, all right, Lucius. You're honest enough anyway, even if you do get things mixed up. At least you can't do no harm.
Oh, thank you, Sheriff. I'll go right home and get my guns on.
All right, all right.
Any old bandit that gets in my way, I'll fix him. I'll just yank that.
Right here is where we'll hold him up, Layton.
Whoa, up here. Be a good haul, too, Cut.
Yeah. We won't waste no time arguing with them guards, neither. We'll just gun them down.
Yeah, two guards, eh?
So I understand. Get these horses back out of sight, Layton.
Yeah, all right. All right. And after we get the gold, we'll make tracks for Riglin's hotel, eh?
That's right. That coyote Riglin's a robber when it comes to charging you. But he sure does hide you out. Well, here they come, Layton.
Yeah.
Get down behind these rocks.
Hey, there's three guards along, Cut, see? There's one bringing up the rear there.
Well, you take the two up front. I'll take the one in back.
All right.
All right, steady now. Better go.
Yeah, I got the two front ones.
Blasted, I missed that rear guard.
Oh, what thunder's going on up there?
We'll show you. Draw a bead on him, lady.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, quit that shooting! Just get him up!
Missed him.
Confounded fool. Yelling for the sheriff when the sheriff's at least 2 miles away. Come on, let's get that gold and get up to Riglin's place. Quick.
You've not been in this country before, Schistel, no?
Oh, I've been here before, Pancho, but it was a long while ago. I believe this is the trail here.
Two riders come this way, Cisco.
Si, we will ask them. Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias, senores.
Well, what do you want?
Which trail leads to the town of Ripple Creek, senor?
Si, which trail?
Who are you two, Aubrey?
I am called the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
I've heard of you, Cisco, and I'm telling you nothing. Come on, Leighton.
Yes. Yep.
Those hombres not polite, Chico.
They are anything but polite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, let us waste no thoughts on them, Chico.
No.
We'll take this trail. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Logo. Not waste the course, Logo. Go now, go, go.
Make the acquaintance of the sheriff at Ripple Creek, Pancho. We will ride on to the west.
To the west.
Oh, there, ho, ho.
Look.
Huh? Hombres lying on the ground off the trail.
Oh, they dead, Chico?
Come. We will see.
More troubles.
Say, they are both dead, Pancho. Oh. Both of them shot.
You go for the sheriff, huh?
Wait a minute.
What?
Look at these tracks.
Take the tracks, look.
Uh-huh. Tracks lead out behind these rocks.
These rocks.
They come to this point where the horses were.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lead away up into the hills.
Take the same trail we come down, people.
Hey, Pancho, those hombres we met might know something about this.
Might.
Let us follow them back up the trail.
Mm-hmm.
We'll report to the sheriff later. Unless I'm mistaken, this is a case of ambush and murder.
Whoa-ho! Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff!
Oh, cut that telegram.
Sheriff!
What's the matter? I thought you was riding guard with that gold out there.
So I was, Sheriff, but after they opened fire, I turned tail. I fled.
After who opened fire?
A couple of bandits. They killed the other two guards, Sheriff, but I fled. Get a posse, Sheriff.
Hold up, huh? Could you identify him, Lucius?
Of course, sure I could, Sheriff. I'd know him in a minute. Get a posse, quick.
Oh, probably they've gone into the mountains to disappear like every other desperado. But I'll get a posse. Hey, deputy!
Now, there's Riglin over there at the head of the trail.
Yeah. Got his field glasses with him.
Howdy, Riglin.
Howdy.
Howdy, boys. In kind of a hurry to get up here, wasn't you?
Yeah, maybe. We want to hide out for a while, Riglin.
Eh? What you been doing?
That's none of your business.
Hmm? Yeah, maybe it is. All right, I'll hide you out for $50 a day apiece.
How much?
Why, you robber.
All right, then. Keep on going.
Oh, now, look, Riglin.
I could guess what you boys been up to. What with all that gold being shipped out. If you made a good haul, $50 a day is cheap. But I ain't going to argue with you.
Hey, who are you looking at down the trail?
A couple of hombres riding up. One of them looks like the Cisco Kid.
Let me see them glasses.
I'll let you see nothing.
Maybe it is Cisco Cut.
Sure is. And I'm telling you right now, boys, you better hide out quick. Sheriff McCabe's a mighty good man at upholding the law. But this here Cisco Kid's just a bloodhound.
Yeah, so they tell me. And if I get a chance, I'll gun him down in a minute.
Better decide quick, boys. Cisco and his partner's getting close up here.
All right, we'll meet your price.
Thought you might. I got some nice quarters fitted up underground in an old mine tunnel. Entrance is hidden behind a big growth of thicket. You take your horses right in with you.
Wait a minute. Can we see what's going on from in there?
Yep. Plenty of peepholes. Come on, I'll show you where it is.
Now remember, Pancho, I will do the talking here.
But it's just a mountain hotel, Cisco, on the stagecoach road.
I know that is what the sign says, amigo, but I do not like the looks of the place.
No?
Also, the tracks of those two hombres' horses stopped over there at the head of the trail where we left our horses.
Where the tracks of the hombres' horses go to, Cisco?
I do not know. The ground has been dragged over with brush.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the bandidos own the hotel, Cisco.
Quieto. Someone's coming to the door.
Uh-huh.
Howdy.
What is this? The compañero and I would like room and board here for the rest of the day and the night.
I guess I can take care of you. Come this way. Just traveling through, strangers?
Si, we are on our way west, senor.
We like the view from here, senor, no?
yeah. So do lots of other people. This here room looks out back onto the stable, but I guess you can be comfortable here.
Oh, si, this will be fine.
You can pay me for your lodging and board when you come in to supper tonight.
As you please, as you please. We'll be out in a few minutes to take care of our horses.
All right.
He look like a bad hombre too, Cisco.
Get the punch of things, Walter. Yeah.
Rub your nose, Cisco, huh?
I want to look over the location of the stable first, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that if those hombres are still here, and I believe they are in that stable. Aren't you? I have an idea.
What the idea? What the idea?
Can you stay here and keep watch out these windows?
You keep watch at the window.
I'll go back out to the front of the hotel and talk some more with the hotel keeper.
Uh-huh.
Now, keep your eyes open.
See?
You may see some sign of those hombres.
Pancho, keep the eyes open, Cisco. Pancho, hope.
Be sure you do. I'll be back later on.
Pancho, hope. Pancho, keep the eyes open. Pancho's sleeping. Dead look good to Pancho. But sister say, keep the eyes open. Pancho just laid down for 5 minutes. He's a good friend. Pancho not go to sleep. Pancho not go to sleep. Pancho just.
There goes that Cisco kid out front of the hotel.
Yeah, that one with him?
He probably went out, too. Chances are the house cuts off sight of him.
Yeah, well, I saw them both looking out the window of the back room a couple of minutes ago.
Clayton, there's just one thing to do.
Yeah?
We'll get into that back room through the window while them two are out in front. Then when they come back to the room, we'll gun whip them and finish them off.
Uh-huh.
Step over this way, Clayton. Don't let them see you.
Hey, wait. What if that window's locked? It'll make too much of a noise if we break it.
Well, that's the chance we got to take.
Hey, what in thunder is that noise?
I don't know. I'll look in the window and see. Hey, the fat one, Leighton. He's asleep on the bed.
I'll try the window.
We're in luck. It ain't locked. I'll go in first. Now, come on. Down the window.
Stop snoring. He's waking up.
Oh, no, he ain't. Not after I done with him.
You better finish him off, Cut.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Here comes somebody. Probably Cisco. Get back at the door when he opens it, Leighton.
All right.
Get him, Leighton.
I don't expect to find you in here, hombre.
Oh. Good. We got them both. Now, Leighton, we'll finish him off in mighty short order.
And the two killers bend over Cisco and Pancho to deliver the death blows. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Bandit's Hideout. When Cisco came upon the murdered guards of the gold pack train, he at once became suspicious of the two surly men he and Pancho had met farther up the mountain. So Cisco tracked the men to a mountain hotel. Then, seeing where the tracks were brushed out, he engaged a room for himself and Pancho. Telling Pancho to keep watch from the window, Cisco went out of the hotel to look around. Pancho promptly went to sleep, whereupon the killers entered the room, gun-whipped Pancho, and when Cisco came back, gun-whipped him into unconsciousness. Now.
Yeah, we better finish them both off right here and now, Leighton.
Well, that suits me.
Wait a minute. Huh? Who's this coming?
What's the blazing going on here? Thought I left you two in that mine tunnel hideout.
We figured we'd better get the Cisco kid before he got us.
Yeah, and we sure did get them both.
Never mind them. Somebody's coming up the trail.
Who?
I can't make out. You boys got better eyesight than I have. Come with me and see.
Sure. As soon as we finish off these two.
No. I don't want any killings on my place. Especially not if that's the sheriff and a posse coming up the trail. Come on.
Well, I'll take their guns just in case.
Come on, hustle.
Oh, my head.
Oh, Pancho's head, too. What hit Pancho?
I'll tell you in a minute, amigo. That's so tight, gun.
Oh, Santa's
That was a hard blow.
That's not an easy one either. Look, Cisco, look at the bump. Look at the bumps.
Hey, our guns are gone, Poncho. Hey, listen, amigo, listen.
Listen, amigo, listen.
That's the sheriff's party, all right, Rigland.
Yeah. They're coming right up here.
Then get Cisco and the fat one into your hideout.
All right, we can finish the job there. Come on, Lee.
Come on, out this window, Poncho.
Poncho, with you, Cisco.
We'll call out horses.
You'll ride down and meet that posse.
Poncho, I'd like to give those bond dealers a big bump, too, Cisco.
There may be time for that later. Right now, Poncho, are you stuck in that window?
Poncho, that's stuck, Cisco. Poncho, that kid.
Come here.
Now,
I will pull you out. Come on.
Hey, I'll have to give Poncho, out now.
Hey, what's that I hear out back of the house?
Come on, let's find out.
Yellow! Logo!
It's them two. They're getting away.
Is it? Fuck them. Go, Logo, go, now, go!
Put up on them.
Hey, bullets come close.
First we get knocked out by those hombres, now they shoot at us. But our turn will come, Pancho. And soon, up together.
Go, Logo, our turn comes soon. Go now, go, go!
Sheriff, I think them bandits come up into these mountains.
Anybody with half an eye can see that, Lucius.
That's what I think, Sheriff. Yes, sir. I think them bandits
all
come
right,
up...
All right, all right. Don't keep saying it. Them tracks prove they come up here. The thing I'm wondering about is whose horses made these other tracks.
Oh, I can answer that one, Sheriff. Easy. Them bandits doubled back to fool us and then rode up over their own track.
Oh, keep quiet, Lucius. You bother me. Hey, wait a minute. Who's just coming down the trail?
It's them, Sheriff.
The killers?
Yeah, it's them. Gun them down, boys. It's them bandits.
Shut up, Lucius. If you say any more, and I'll send you home.
Oh, it's under the Cisco
kid. Yeah, so it is. What are you doing in this part of the country, Cisco?
Poncho and I are just riding through, Sheriff. But there is no time for idle talk. If you are after the two killers who murdered the men down in the plateau, you will find them up at the hotel.
You know, Cisco, I've heard you're a pretty bad hombre yourself.
No, he is, Sheriff. He's a bad one.
Well, I'm taking you along with me under suspicion. Put the handcuffs on these two, deputy.
Un momento, senor Sheriff. Poncho and I will go with you, but we will not submit to handcuffs.
No, you won't, eh? Well, we'll see about that. Do as I say, deputy.
Follow me, Poncho, on the other trail. Up there, up there! Oh, we are suspected, Poncho.
Yes, you go.
Very well. We will follow this trail. It must come out near the hotel. Then we will come back down. If you and I must capture these two killers to prove our own innocence, we will capture them. Up, Jabba.
Go, 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 go.
Stay in here, the sheriff will never find you.
Yeah, but what about Cisco and his partner? That's what I want to know. Have they gone for good, or are they coming back here?
What's the difference? They can't find you as long as you stay in this old mine tunnel.
Hey, how about building a fire in that stove, Rigland? Blast, it's cold in here.
Go ahead. There's some oak wood.
Yeah.
Don't smoke much, and anyway, the smoke comes out of vent clear up in the tunnel.
All right. I'll build one up right away.
Now remember this.
Yeah.
Stay in here till I tell you it's safe to come out.
All right.
I'll go out now and meet the sheriff. Tell him he's barking up the wrong tree.
Leighton, I don't like being cooped up underground like this.
Neither do I.
And I don't like paying Rigland $50 a day.
Well, let's not pay him.
And finally, I'd like to get that sheriff's posse. Every last one of them.
Wait a minute, wait. Hmm? You don't mean walk right out and trade shots with him, do you, Cuts?
I mean, get them from here. Now, we got a couple of rifles and plenty of ammunition.
That's right.
There's peepholes looking out.
Mm-hmm.
Why, we could get all that posse before they figure out where the shots are coming from.
Yeah. All right, I'm with you. Then we'll get Rigland, too.
Yeah. And after that, we'll skip the country. All right, come on. Let's get these rifles loaded.
now above that hotel, Pancho.
Above the hotel, Cisco. What do we do?
We'll stop here for a moment and see the best way of riding down there.
Pancho thinks the best way is to...
Best way is what? What are you sniffing at, Pancho?
Pancho smells smoke, Cisco.
Hey, I smell smoke myself, amigo. Where's that coming from?
Wood smoke.
Hey, I would say it's quite close by here. And look, huh? Look there, Pancho.
Wait.
Smoke is coming out of the ground right there.
Pancho sees smoke too, Cisco. Cisco is a volcano. It's a big...
Volcano?
Volcano.
No. There are no volcanoes around here, Chico.
Smoke comes from somewhere, Cisco.
Yeah, let us have a look. Some sort of vent that comes up out of the ground. Man-made. Pancho, this is mining country.
Yeah, mining country.
Those bandidos must have gone into hiding underground in an old tunnel. Here, give me a hand.
Here.
This is loose soil. You can easily make an opening big enough to get down there.
Into the tunnel, Cisco?
See. If I am right and those bandidos are down in the mine tunnel, they will not be expecting an attack from this quarter.
Not got our gun, Cisco.
That is just why we should take them by surprise.
There.
Where? Yeah, that opening is big enough. I'll go down first.
Careful, Cisco. Cisco not get hurt.
I'll be careful, Chico. See, this is a mine tunnel, as I thought. Come on, Pancho.
Pancho, come down, too. Pancho, not get stuck this time. It's dark down here, Cisco.
See, but in a moment, our eyes will get used to it. Let us walk to the mouth of this tunnel. You see better now?
Better, Cisco.
There's the posse now, Leighton. Just riding up. As soon as they stop, we'll open up on them.
All right, I'll take the sheriff.
There are the bandidos, Pancho. They're going to fire on the sheriff's posse.
We stopped them, Cisco.
Hey, there's a draft of wind coming back through here, Cud.
Never mind the draft. Now get ready. The posse's stopping out there.
Now, Pancho.
Hey, you are just a little late. Looking out.
Pancho, take me someday, Cisco.
Oh, no, you don't.
Get Cisco.
Not if I can help it. Omri. And I think I can't.
If Pancho helps us, Cisco, and Pancho get up.
Stay down, Pancho. There's not enough room for all of us to fight. Oh. And I see the half of these hombres fairly well in hand. Now for you.
Now you ain't getting me, Cisco.
I have a different idea. Hombre.
All in the same way, Cisco. Cisco and Cisco's feet, or the hombres and hombres back.
Pancho, stand guard over these two. Get their guns. I'm going to call the sheriff.
Hear that racket a mile.
You are the two killers, and your sheriff. Somebody grab that hombre.
Look out!
I got him.
Hey, get your hands up, Cisco, you two.
Yeah, me too.
Very well, Sheriff.
You, Lucius, come here.
Oh, I'm coming, Sheriff.
Now, which of these four are the ones that held up the pack train? Cisco and his partner, or these other two?
Look closely, hombre.
Shucks, I made a mistake the first time, Sheriff. It was these other two.
Are you sure of that, Lucius?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And if he is not sure, Senor Sheriff, the hotel keeper is. And I'm sure that in order to save his own skin, he might be willing to talk now that the law has finally caught up with him. Hey, Pancho.
Sheriff glad to get those bandidos, Cisco.
Hey, he was very glad to get them, Pancho.
He glad to get all the gold back, too.
Hey, he was especially glad to get that Riglin nobre, who's been hiding out bandidos for some years. From now on, the sheriff thinks the bandidos will keep away from his county.
That Riglin nobre was run the hotel, not smart, Pancho thing.
Well, see, I agree with you, Pancho. Let us say he outsmarted himself.
Pancho, let's know about this. But Pancho think that Riglin hombre should be smart like Senor Chavez was, run a little hotel in the town where Pancho once lived.
Oh? Not heard about Senor Chavez, Pancho?
No.
Tell me, was this hotel keeper a very smart hombre?
Smartest hombre Pancho ever see.
Oh? Well, how, Pancho?
Well, Pancho told you.
All right.
One time an important hombre from a big city come to stay at a little hotel.
Okay.
The big important hombre go to the room and then come right downstairs and say to Senor Chavez, go tell the big lie on the sign outside the hotel.
Well, what did the sign say?
Sign outside the hotel say, running water in every room. And that would make the hombre mad. He said to Senor Chavez, There's no running water in the room you give me.
Well, what did Senor Chavez say about the room not having running water?
He say, hombre, you not look hard enough. In this hotel, there a spring in every bed.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, a Cisco!
Up here! <Papi. laughs>
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lash.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.